This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden celebrated July 4th on the south lawn of the White House, telling a crowd gathered for a holiday barbecue,
"I'm not going anywhere."
But we're learning that some financial backers are canceling fundraisers for the president after that troubling debate performance last week against Donald Trump. The president is scheduled to campaign in Wisconsin today and sit for an interview with ABC. As for the rest of us celebrating the 4th yesterday,
there were picnics, hot dog eating contests, and fireworks. Lots of fireworks. In New York, Shane Heiser celebrated.
There's a lot of places in the world that don't have freedoms whatsoever, and so I think it's a celebration of that first and foremost. And then secondly, it's a recognition of our history, where we came from, where we're going, and more importantly, where we're headed as well.
In Connecticut, some people were turned away at state parks when parking filled to capacity. Some spots in the desert southwest expected temperatures up to 120 degrees. I'm Donna Warder.
In Britain, Labour leader Keir Starmer becomes prime minister today. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London.
Britain's Labour Party has swept to power after more than a decade in opposition, as a jaded electorate hands the party a landslide victory. Labour supporters are jubilant during leader Keir Starmer's victory speech.
What an amazing reception. We did it!
Yeah! Labour, though, faces a mammoth task of reinvigorating a stagnant economy and dispirited nation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hurricane Beryl headed for what could be a direct hit on Mexico's Caribbean coast resort of Tulum. Alcohol believed to be a factor in a deadly crash in New York City on the 4th. Two people killed, nine others injured, when a pickup truck drove into a group celebrating the holiday. This is AP News. And the winner is...
A Chicago man becomes the new champ for stuffing down hot dogs at Coney Island, with nearly 60 francs consumed.
3, 2, 1, go!
The countdown on ESPN for the annual Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest on Coney Island. And the winner?
I was able to unlock something that I don't know where it came from.
39-year-old Patrick Bertoletti of Chicago. He wolfed down the winning 58 hot dogs during the 10-minute contest. Women's defending champ Mickey Sudo of Florida chowing down 51 hot dogs, clinching the title and the $10,000 prize. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 75-year-old American swimmer took a dip in the Seine River in Paris to celebrate the 4th of July. He braved the murky waters to highlight the French government's efforts to clean up the river for the Olympic Games. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.